City staff support a request by the Downtown Kelowna Association to allow shared e-scooters on Bernard Avenue during the Meet Me on Bernard event. A report to council recommends Bernard Avenue be designated a slow speed zone of 15 km per hour. Riding on the sidewalk would be prohibited. Meet Me on Bernard generally runs from the Canada Day to Labor Day long weekends. With the downtown waterfront remaining off-limits, allowing shared e-scooters on Bernard will make it easier to move within downtown, the report states. In extending Kelowna's participation in the provincial program in Jan, several councillors expressed concern about bad behavior by some e-scooter riders. Read more. Bad behavior on e-scooters concern as Kelowna Council extends program. The report also lays out contract terms for a micromobility provider, addressing the concerns raised by council. Parking. Downtown, micromobility vehicles must be parked in areas established by the city, with the operator responsible for ensuring vehicles are located within established areas. There are no established parking zones outside downtown, however, vehicles must be parked in a way that doesn't hinder pedestrians or other vehicles. Education and enforcement. The operator is responsible for continual and ongoing education of customers around common behavioral issues such as users not wearing helmets or double riding. The operator is also responsible for informing customers on how to operate and park their vehicles as outlined in the contract. Monthly self-enforcement reports must be submitted to the city itemizing warnings and fines given to customers. Location tracking and geofences. The operator must share a data feed of their vehicle's locations with the city at all times and must be able to restrict or geofence slow speed, no parking, or no riding areas. The city may establish new restricted areas at any time, which the operator must activate within 1 week of notification. Other requirements include a safety quiz before riding, limiting new users to a half-speed first ride, no riding downtown after 10:30 p.m., and a cognitive test for riders after 10:30 p.m. Contravention of the contract terms could result in fines and fleet reductions for the operator. If council approves the changes, a competitive selection process would be held for one operator to provide shared e-scooters and e-bikes. Lime Micromobility is the city's current operator. Read more. On-call pilot project could be coming to Uptown Rutland.